天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。朋友，有的人总想青春不老，但保持青春的秘诀是什么呢？麦克牧师今天和我们分享积极生活的第五个秘诀。
Hello, listening friend, and thank you again for tuning in to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很感谢你再度收听这个节目。
In the series of messages, I am sharing 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在这个系列信息中，我要从哥林多后书跟你分享15个积极生活的秘诀。
And I sincerely hope that they have been a blessing to you.
我诚心的盼望这些信息能使你蒙福。
Let me review them quickly with you.
让我很快的跟你复习一下。
Number one,
第一个秘诀是
is the practice of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings on our lives.
对于神在你生命中所赐的福，要常常操练输出与输入的方程式。
Number two,
第二个秘诀
is the claiming of the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
领取基督为我们牺牲所付出的昂贵定金。
Number three,
第三个秘诀
is the giving and receiving of forgiveness.
就是要饶恕人，也要接受别人对我们的饶恕。
Number four,
第四
,the overcoming of timidity.
要克服胆怯。
Today, I want to share with you the fifth secret.
今天我要跟你分享第五个秘诀。
There is a popular legend in the United States.
美国有一个很受人喜爱的传说。
It's about a natural spring that is supposed to restore the youth of whoever drinks of that water.
传说有一股天然的泉水，任何人喝了这水就可以恢复青春。
The spring is called the fountain of youth.
这泉水就称为青春之泉。
This is a long-standing myth about the Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon.
这流传多年的传说跟西班牙的探险家 Juan Ponce de Leon 有关。
He supposedly was searching for the fountain of youth.In 1513,
1513年，他为了寻找青春之泉
，and he ended up in the state of Florida in the United States.
最后来到了美国的佛罗里达州。
But this myth did not begin with Ponce de Leon.
但这个传说还不是由 Ponce de Leon 开始的。
It is much, much older than that.
从更古老就开始传说了。
Alexander the Great and his servants.Supposedly crossed the land of darkness to find restoring springs.
早在亚历山大大帝的时候，他的仆人就要跨越黑暗之地去寻找恢复青春之泉。
Today, many advertisers of beauty products promise that you can have a fountain of youth.
今天许多美容产品的广告都以此做宣传，承诺让你得到青春之泉。
But the Bible speaks about the real fountain of youth.
其实圣经提到了真正的青春之泉。
A fountain that has living water.
就是活水泉源。
In John chapter 4, Jesus had an encounter with the Samaritan woman.
在约翰福音第四章记载耶稣遇到一位撒玛利亚的妇人。
He said to her in verses 13 and 14,
在十三、十四节那里耶稣对她说
Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And this is precisely the fifth secret of positive living.
这也正是积极生活的第五个秘诀。
Discovering and using the real fountain of youth.
发掘并采用真正的青春之泉。
What I have been emphasizing in this series of messages is the distinction between positive living and positive thinking.
一直以来在这一系列的信息里，我都在强调积极生活和积极思维的区别。
We have seen how positive thinking is temporary at best and is dependent on external circumstances.
我们谈过，即使积极思维有用，也只能发挥短暂的效果，同时还需要依赖外在环境的助力。
While positive living is permanent and springs from inside of you.
而积极生活的动力发自人的内心，并可以存到永远。
Positive living is an inner power that does not deny the challenges of life.
积极生活是一种内在的能力，使你在面对生命的挑战时毫不畏缩。
It makes you victorious over them so that you rise above them.
能使你胜过挑战，并跨越难关。
I want you to turn with me, please, in your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
请翻开你的圣经。哥林多后书第四章。
Look at verse 7.
请看第七节。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Verse 16 says,
十六节说，
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
My listening friend, I want to tell you two things that you will find in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 about the real fountain of youth.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你两件事。有关于哥林多后书第四章里所说的青春之泉。
The first is how to get it.
第一就是如何得到它。
And the second is how to appropriate it and revel in its power.
第二就是如何拥有并享用它的能力。
How do you get the real spiritual fountain of youth?
你如何可以得到真正的青春之泉呢？
Jesus said in John chapter 4 that he is the one who gives it to you.
耶稣在约翰福音第四章那里告诉我们，只有他能赐这活水给我们。
Without Jesus giving it to you, it is impossible for you to receive it.
若不是耶稣赐给你的，你根本得不到。
And Jesus will give it to you whenever you ask for it.
然而只要你求他，耶稣就会赐给你。
How do you get it?
你怎样得着呢?
According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 through 4, verse 6, you receive it by gazing at the face of Jesus.
根据哥林多后书三章十八节到四章第六节那里说，当你注视耶稣的脸，你就可以得着。
Look at chapter 3, verse 18.
请看第三章十八节。
And we who with unveiling faces all reflect the Lord's glory, and being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Jesus and Jesus alone is the full manifestation of God.
唯独耶稣将神完全彰显出来。
And only when you look at the face of Jesus will you get all of God.
唯有当你注视耶稣的脸，你才能得到神所赐的一切。
Verse 18 again said,
十八节又说，
When you look at the face of Jesus, he transforms you.
当你注视耶稣的脸，他就会改变你。
Your dead spirit becomes revived and transformed by his spirit.
你已死的灵将要复苏，圣灵将要来改变你。
Your life goes from despondency and resignation to rejuvenation and optimism.
你那死气沉沉的人生将被扭转为生气蓬勃并积极乐观的人生。
Your life will be transformed from deadly fate to continuous faith.
你的人生将从奔向灭亡转变为信心之路。
But not only that, but in chapter 4, verse 1, Paul said,
不仅如此，保罗在第四章第一节那里说
that the real fountain of youth will strengthen you.
真实的青春之泉带给你能力。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
他说，我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不丧胆。
The real fountain of youth will keep on giving you strength.
真实的青春之泉会不断地加力量给你。
Not only that, but in chapter 4, verse 2, Paul said,
不仅如此，保罗在第四章第二节那里说
that the real fountain of youth will give you purity.
真实的青春之泉会使你纯洁
purity of motive,
能净化你的动机
purity of speech,
净化你的言语
purity of intention,
净化你的意念
purity of heart,
净化你的心思
but not only that,
不仅如此
In chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, Paul said,
保罗在第四章第三、第四节那里又说
that when you gaze at the face of Jesus and he gives you the fountain of youth, you become a privileged person.
当你注视耶稣的脸，他赐给你青春之泉，你就要成为一个蒙特殊恩典的人。
Now, my listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
Not everyone who claims to be a religious person has the spiritual fountain of youth.
自称有宗教信仰的人，并非个个都拥有属灵的青春之泉。
Just because someone is a member of a religious community, it does not mean that he or she has the fountain of youth.
即便你属于某个宗教团体，也不等于你就拥有青春之泉。
Why do I say this?
我为什么这么说呢？
Because not everyone is willing to obey the conditions for the gift of the real fountain of youth.
因为要得到青春之泉是有条件的，但并不是每一个人都愿意服从这个条件。
Some want to do it their way.
有些人喜欢照自己的意思行。
Others want to modify God's way.
有些人想要更改神的方法。
And the problem is that Satan deludes some people into thinking that they can have the spiritual fountain of youth without accepting the conditions that go with the gift.
问题是撒旦常常欺哄人，误导他们说不需要符合条件，同样可以得到属灵的青春之泉。
Verse 4 says,
第四节说
The God of this age, meaning Satan, has blinded them.
他们被这世界的神，就是指撒旦，弄瞎了心眼。
Satan has created a system that panders to people's whims and desires.
撒旦设计了一套理论来迎合人们的遐想和私欲。
And he tries to convince them that they can have God's gift of the fountain of youth and live their way.
他试图说服他们，即使你随心所欲的生活，仍然可以得到神所赐的青春之泉。
But in chapter 4, verse 6, Paul said that only Jesus can give it to you.
但是在第四章第六节那里，保罗说，只有耶稣才能赐青春之泉给你。
Your efforts and hard work will not get it for you.
你的任何努力和功劳都无效。
Your good deeds and giving to charity won't get it for you.
你的善行乐捐起不了作用。
Only the God who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Only He can give it to you.
唯有神才能赐青春之泉给你。他曾说，要有光就有了光。
So today you can ask Him for it if you don't have it.
今天如果你还没有这青春之泉，向神祈求吧。
Accept the conditions of humbling yourself before Him.
条件是你必须谦卑来到神面前。
It is a gift, and He is willing to give it to you.
神乐意赏赐这礼物给你。
You get the spiritual fountain of youth by gazing at the face of Jesus.
你只要仰望耶稣的脸，就可以得到属灵的青春之泉。
And that will empower positive living.
并使你有能力过积极的人生。
Secondly, Paul tells us about its power.
第二，保罗告诉我们青春之泉的能力。
The question is, how do we appropriate that power?
我们怎样才能启动这能力呢？
Look at verse 7.
请看第七节。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
There is a saying that goes something like this.
有句俗话说，
You cannot judge a book by its cover.
知人知面不知心。
It means that sometimes what we see on the outside does not reflect what is on the inside.
那就是说表里不一致。
We judge people by their appearances.
人是从外貌做判断的。
But God tells us not to judge by appearances.
但神叫我们不要从外表判断。
The outside of the container will not tell us what's inside of it.
一个容器的外壳并不能告诉我们里面装的是什么。
The Apostle Paul was under ferocious attack by his enemies, whom he calls false apostles.
使徒保罗当时正受到敌人凶猛的攻击，保罗称他们为假使徒。
Those false apostles were attacking him relentlessly.
这些假使徒对他下手无情，残酷的攻击。
When they could not undermine the inner fountain of youth that God gave Paul,
他们对神赐给保罗内在的青春之泉束手无策。
They resorted to attacking Paul for his personal appearances.
于是就攻击保罗的外貌。
They said he is unimpressive.
他们说他气貌不扬。
He is unattractive and does not speak well.
毫无吸引力，言语粗俗。
But when you have the real fountain of youth within you,
然而当你心中拥有真实的青春之泉，
this criticism will be like water falling on a duck's back.
这类批评就像水过鸭背似的。
It just rolls away.
全都滑落了，丝毫不留痕迹。
Because Paul had learned to revel in the power of the fountain of youth, he had the power of positive living.
因为保罗已经学会了如何运用青春之泉的能力，他也就得到了积极生活的力量。
Paul did not argue with his critics.
保罗并没有跟那些批评者辩论。
Instead, Paul agreed with them.
相反的，保罗同意他们的说法。
He said to them, forget about the container.
他对他们说，别在意是什么容器。
And look at the priceless treasure that is inside the container.
而要注意容器里面装的是无价之宝。
Those shallow people to whom appearances were everything,
肤浅的人只注重外表，
they did not have the most important thing,
却失去了最重要的，
which is the power of the real fountain of youth,
就是青春之泉的能力。
Where did Paul get his concept of the clay jars?
保罗怎么会以瓦器做比喻呢？
In the ancient days, people put their most valuable treasures in clay pots and hid them.
古代人们喜欢把最宝贵的东西收藏在瓦器里，掩人耳目。
These clay pots were cheap, breakable, and replaceable.
这些瓦器不值钱，容易打碎，随时可替换。
But they used them to store very valuable things.
但人们就喜欢用它们装贵重的东西。
In fact, the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered stored in a clay pot in a cave near Qumran.
在昆兰附近山洞里发现的死海古卷就是收藏在瓦罐里的。
But clay pots also were used to ignoble everyday use such as human waste.
不过这些瓦器也当作最卑贱的日常用具，像痰盂、马桶等。
The same pots were used for valuable things and distasteful things.
同样的瓦器可以放贵重的物品，也可以放肮脏的东西。
The clay pot had no intrinsic value.
瓦器本身没有什么价值。
The only worth came from what was on the inside of them.
它的价值决定于它里面装的是什么。
Paul is saying that his value and our value is not in the clay pot.
保罗说它的价值和我们的价值不是在瓦器上。
But what is inside that clay pot?
而是在于瓦器里面的。
Paul was saying to his critics,
保罗对那些批评他的人说,
My value is not in my outward appearance.
我的价值不在于我的外表。
But it is in the one who owns me.
而是在于我所归属的那一位。
And my listening friend, when you have the real fountain of youth on the inside of you,
我亲爱的朋友，当你拥有了内在真实的青春之泉,
you have an incredible value.
你就具有无比的价值。
By using frail, weak, and inadequate people, God is making it clear that the power is not in the clay pot.
神使用软弱无力、贫乏的人，清楚地表明了瓦器本身没有任何能力。
But in what the clay pot contains.
能力呢，是来自于瓦器里面的宝贝。
The power is not in who I am.
能力不在于我是谁。
But in whose I am.
而在于我属于谁。
The power is not in what I can and cannot do.
能力不在于我能做或我不能做的。
But in the one who can do all things through me.
而在于通过我行做万事的那一位。
No wonder people are confused and defensive all the time.
难怪人们常常感到很困扰，并且提出抗议。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they have convinced themselves that the power is in the clay pot.
因为他们深信能力来自瓦器的本身。
And not in the treasure that's inside the clay pot.
而不是来自瓦器里的宝贝。
No wonder people are negative and harsh on themselves and others.
难怪人们总是消极地苛责自己，也苛责别人。
They have focused on the frame of the fountain of youth.
他们只注意青春之泉的外形。
Not on the real living water that's in the fountain.
而不看重里面实际的活水。
Paul allowed that fountain inside of him to empower him to positive living in the midst of tough times.
保罗让他内在的泉源赋予他能力，使他能在遭遇艰难的时候活出积极的人生。
And Paul knew some very tough times.
保罗确实经历过非常艰难的日子。
And Paul knew that no one can stand the onslaught of such continuous pressure without knowing how to appropriate the power of the real fountain of youth.
保罗很清楚，如果不懂得启动真实青春之泉的动力，没有人承受得了如此猛烈持久的压力。
My listening friend, listen to this because I'm about to conclude.
亲爱的朋友，节目快结束了，请听着。
Some of you might be saying,
有些人可能会说,
I have always been a religious person.
我一向都是很虔诚的人。
I believe in God.
我信神。
But I don't think I have received the gift of the real fountain of youth.
但我从来没有得着真实的青春之泉。
My listening friend, you can do that today.
亲爱的朋友，今天你就可以得到。
Or some of you might be saying,
或许有的朋友说,
I know that I have received that real fountain of living water.
我知道我得到了真实的青春之泉。
But I have never known how to appropriate its power.
但我不懂得如何启动它的能力。
I have let criticism from many years ago still hurt me today.
多年前别人对我的批评，至今仍然伤害着我。
And my life is ineffective because of that.
以至于我的人生无所作为。
Today you can confidently say with the Apostle Paul,
今天你可以充满信心地跟保罗同声宣告说,
It is not the clay pot.
瓦罐算不得什么。
It is not the container.
容器算不得什么。
But it is the power of that which is inside of me that matters.
重要的乃是在我里面的能力。
And please tune in next time as we continue to learn the secrets of positive living.
请记住下次继续收听我们的节目，我们还要接着学习积极生活的秘诀。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。积极生活的第五个秘诀就是发掘并采用真正的青春之泉。主耶稣就是活水的源泉，所以我们要注目仰望耶稣，使我们在面对生命中任何挑战时毫不畏缩，我们能胜过挑战，跨越难关。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
哈利路亚，神的儿女们，让我们在主面前欢喜歌唱，因为神活水江河已经流到这里了。
从上流下，无论流到何处都带来更新，经过山谷又经过平原，那永流的江河如今流到此地。生活水江河使我双脚跳，生活水江河使我心喜乐，生活水江河使我口满欢笑，我心欢喜，因为江河临到。丰盛生命，凡被触摸的人都得到复兴。那些徘徊在岸边的人，他们必要回转，渴慕更多有主。生活水江河，使我双脚跳。生活水江河，使我心喜乐。生活水江河，使我口满欢笑，我心欢喜，因为江河临到。
活水江河来涌流 ，Let it flow， 哈利路亚，让我们跳舞来赞美。
我心渴望向高处行，为要进入我主的荣耀同在。沿着岸边我快跑跟随，来欢乐地跳舞，扬声赞美我主。生活水江河使我双脚跳舞，生活水江河使我心喜乐。